there, and welcome to the first ever Earth to Mother Knits podcast. It's the 25th of October 2012, and my name is Nick. I'm 26 years old. I live in the northeast of England, and the things I mostly enjoy doing are crafting, knitting and crochet, reading, watching movies, and TV shows. I'm a big old fangirl when it comes to those things, but we'll get on to that a little bit later. I'll just introduce myself a little. As I said, I'm 26 years old. My name's Nick. I live with my partner, who's called Lee, in a little flat in a little town called Birtley in the back of beyond in the northeast of England. But we're very happy here, so it works out for the best. The other thing you need to know about me is that I am 31 weeks pregnant, hence the name of the podcast. I shall be a mother who knits very, very soon. It's our first ever child. It's my first ever pregnancy, and it's all very interesting and steep learning curves to get over, but I think I'm getting somewhere. So yes, I'm due at Christmas. Christmas Eve is the official due date, which is a little bit scary, because people, whenever I tell anyone that I'm due on Christmas Eve, people tend to have a little bit of a giggle, and then proceed to tell me that the forecast for this winter is lots and lots and lots of snow, and it's going to be freezing cold, so there's going to be a lot of sheet ice, and I'm continuously nodding and going, oh, thank you for that information. That's just what a woman who might be in a lot of pain wants to hear about the season that she's going to be giving birth in. But yes, fun and games. I'm a little bit excited, of course. It's really overwhelming and daunting and a little bit scary. And it's very... I don't quite know what to expect yet. I don't want to get my hopes up or anything, but I'm really excited for the arrival of the little bean at Christmas, of course. And my sister and my cousin are both pregnant at the same time as me. Although my cousin did just pop 2 days ago, she had a little baby girl. And I was just totally blown away, and I was just like, oh, but I want my baby now. But also just like, yay for you, well done, you done a baby. And my little sister, who is 2 years younger than me, is pregnant as well, and she's 8 weeks ahead of me, so she's in her last week. And God bless her, she's the size of a house end now. Looking beautiful with it, though. So yes, we're all popping together. It's going to be very, very fun. I feel like I've been a little bit left out because I'm so far behind the other two. But also, I do know that in a couple of weeks, when I do give birth, or whatever, in a couple of years, it won't really matter, because they'll all be the same age. It's just those few weeks and the waiting between that's going to get really, really boring by the time Katie has her little baby. Because I'll be like, oh, but I want my baby now. I can't be bothered to wait anymore. So yes, I will be talking a lot about motherhood. Excuse me. Got that out of the way. Yes, I'll be talking about motherhood and crafting and just general geek stuff as well, because I am a massive movie and TV and book nerd. I love to read, I love to watch movies, and I love to watch TV. And being on maternity leave, there isn't much of an option of things to do apart from clean the flat, which it's been scrubbed to within an inch of its life the last few weeks, because I've been going absolutely mad sat in the flat all the time. So yes, I've been super duper busy catching up on a lot of old TV, movies and reading, and a lot of knitting, because you can do those things simultaneously most of the time, if you've got an e-reader, that is, which I do. My darling Kindle, it goes with me everywhere. It accompanies me and stops me from getting incredibly bored wherever I go, which is nice. Yes, anyway, things that I have been doing recently. I am currently knitting a pair of socks I'd call myself an intermediate knitter. I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I do have certain areas of knitting that I'm better at than others. So, for example, I am accomplished at lace and travelling stitches and etc. But hand me colour work and my brain just dies. I honestly, anything more than two strands of yarn and I get confused and then everything gets knotted up and I just end up throwing it in the naughty corner and ignoring it for the rest of the year. Which is a very good point because I do actually have a colourwork messenger bag that's been sat in the cupboard for about a year now. Yeah. Hasn't been touched. Doesn't get looked at. Every time I'm going in there for a project that's been sat in there, I will just look at it and go, oh, maybe next time this little messenger bag. Or maybe not. But yes, I'm currently working on a pair of socks. I'm knitting them in a yarn called Jitterbug by Colinette Yarns, which is based in Wales. It is my personal favourite sock yarn to use. I absolutely love it because it is very, very much merino-y, and the colourways that it comes in are absolutely just gorgeous. They are utterly astounding and they are really eye-catching, and that's something that I definitely go for when I'm picking out yarns. I go for things that jump off the shelf. So, which has gotten me into trouble sometimes. These ones are currently bright pink with red, and I'm not a pink person particularly, as many of the people who knit with me know. I'm more of a purple and red person. So something that's primarily pink for me is very weird. But the socks I'm working on, it was an idea I stole from one of the girls I knit with, Amy. She'd gotten some variegated sock yarn and didn't know what to do with it. She wasn't liking the way it knit up, so she decided to just cast on average amount of stitches for a sock, join it in the round and start knitting a sock. But pearl, one of the contrast colours, depending on which one she liked the least. So my colourway is a bright pink with shots of red and navy running through it. So every time I hit some navy, the row below, I purl those stitches and it gives it a really textured and interesting effect. And when I saw Amy's socks, I was just like, oh my god, that's a genius idea. And it also helps me get rid of that bright pink jitterbug yarn that I bought. Whoops. So yes, I stole that pattern off Amy and I don't regret it for a second. I've already finished the first sock and I'm currently on the cuff of the second one. Haven't got much further than that because, as I say, I have been cleaning the flat. So, I'm going to move on now to little bits of geek news. Currently, I am reading the Dresden Files. I've read them all before. I'm just doing a recap because the next book comes out at the end of November and I can't wait. I'm so excited. I really am. I just cannot wait. I am a massive fantasy kind of nerd. And it's not high fantasy. It's not like Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings. But it's just Harry Dresden. He's a wizard and a private detective. He gets into lots of trouble and does a lot of wizardy things. He's subtle and quick to anger, you know. And I just really enjoy it because it's set in modern day, which is something you don't find with a lot of fantasy fictions. And I think it's a little bit novel. So they've got Jim Butcher, the author, has the next one coming out at the end of November on the 26th, I believe. Which is going to be a super duper exciting time because the minute that I get up in the morning, I will be downloading it and immediately reading it on my Kindle and probably swooning because there was a massive cliffhanger at the end of the last book and I need to know what happens. It's been a year and a half. I've been tapping my feet and drumming my fingers on things for a year and a half now. I need to know what's going to happen next. So yes, that's what I'm looking forward to in the reading world. I also need to read The Casual Vacancy by J.K. Rowling, which is something that needs to be done, I feel. I would have bought it last week, but I didn't have enough pennies on me when I was in the bookshop, so I didn't buy it. I think I'm just going to convince Mr. Monkey Man to buy it for me, perhaps. I wonder how that'll go. What with buying all the buggies and car seats and interesting expensive cots, I bet that me saying, I need this book, it's £10, is going to go down really well. I also like to read things like classic fiction, so I do like to read things like Austen and Bronte and things like that. I'm not just a complete fantasy nut, but I will say that it is my main genre and it is something that I do enjoy. So if anyone does have any suggestions out there for interesting fantasy or science fiction books to read, I'm definitely open to suggestions. The things that I read a lot of are things like Game of Thrones, Tolkien, Harry Potter, Dark Tower, and stuff like that, generally. Philip Pullman, Neil Gaiman, that stuff. It's my kind of thing. So if anyone's got any other suggestions of things I should try out, leave me a comment and I'll get straight on it. I'll move on to... I think I'll go TV next. Because I do watch a lot of TV shows. I don't actually watch a lot of television on television. I tend to watch it, like record it on the Skybox and just fast forward through all the adverts because I bloody hate adverts. I'm an impatient person, so 3 minutes to wait for the next thing to happen is not good. But yes, I've been watching... Well, I spent yesterday watching Sherlock. Because on Tuesday the first ever episode of the American modernization of the Arthur Conan Doyle stories, Elementary, actually arrived in the UK, and there was a big hoo-ha on Twitter about it. There was a lot of people talking about, did it compare to the BBC version of a modernization of Arthur Conan Doyle? I will stress that the American publisher, I think it was ABC, I'm not sure, they didn't buy the rights to BBC Sherlock, so they couldn't do a carbon copy of it. So they've done their own version of it, and I thought it was good, not amazing, but it really did have BBC Sherlock set a precedent for modernising classic literature and making it fit in a new location, well, not a new location, but a new time. And I thought they did that absolutely incredibly. Elementary, on the other hand, I think the main reason I wanted to watch it was because they were changing the character of John Watson to a female, which I thought was a really interesting thing to do. But I don't think they succeeded very well because the relationship between Holmes and Watson is a little bit of a bromance. It's a little bit of a love story between two blokes, and not in an erotic or romantic kind of a way, just in a Watson kind of idolises Sherlock and kind of puts him on a pedestal. And I didn't see any of that in the characterisation of Lucy Liu's version of Watson. And I was a bit sad because one of the things I love about the books and about the BBC adaptations is the fact that they really do get across the fact that Sherlock has one friend in the world, and that is Watson, and Watson has a best friend who is Sherlock. And I love that about those stories. I love the way that they interact as well, because Watson doesn't hold back. He doesn't, you know, sugarcoat things. He's like, yes, Sherlock is a little junkie. I do not approve of the way he lives his life, but he's my friend, so I'll stand by him. It's a very English thing to do. And the Lucy Liu characterisation of Watson just seemed very disapproving of everything that the Johnny Lee Miller character of Sherlock was doing. She seemed very annoyed and put out by him, and I don't think that's how that relationship works, and I don't think that they characterised it very well. I'm not going to give up on it straight away, because It might get better in the next couple of episodes, so I'll give it another couple, and if it doesn't get any better, I'm dropping it for definite. Because I spent months watching American Horror Story, never got into it. It was just something to pass time, and it bored the living hell out of me, I have to say. So I'm not going to waste time again like that. What's the point? Other interesting TV things that are going on. The first episode of Walking Dead Series 3 aired on Friday last week, which was absolutely amazing. As I said, I am a bit of a horror movie junkie, and The Walking Dead has been absolutely brilliant. There was a lot of criticism about Series 2 because it got very static, but the way the comic books are, because it's a comic book adaptation, I haven't read them, but my friends do tell me that the way the comic books are, it's all about the characters, it's not about the concept of it being the zombie apocalypse. And I thought that Series 3 Episode 1 was a brilliant return to form. It wasn't absolutely ridiculously gory, but there were some bits that did make me go, ooh, which is exactly what I look for in my horror. And the progression of the characters, because by the looks of it, it's been something like 7 or 8 months since the end of Series 2 and the beginning of Series 3, and a lot seems to have happened. So they did a really good... Well, they handled the recap of it very well. They didn't go previously on The Walking Dead. They went for a little bit of, like, characters talking to one another about other characters in a recap kind of a way, but not in a way that made it really, really boring, because that can happen when there's a lot of, oh, did you hear about such and such doing such and such? So it was really well done, and I really enjoyed it. There was a little bit of gore, but other than that, it was just really fun to watch. I really do enjoy it. If you haven't seen it, I do believe the first 2 series are out on Blu-ray, and Series 3 will be available very, very soon. I guess it will be on the internet somewhere to stream, because it's only just aired, so it should be available on, like, an iPlayer or whatever. The other things I'm currently watching... Series 5 of Fringe started last night in the UK. I know a few people have already seen it over here, but I watched episode 1 today with my wonderful fiancé, and it was quite good. It was, I don't know, it wasn't exactly a massive, oh my god, what's going to happen next kind of thing. I thought that the way they left series 4 was quite static. So, coming back in Series 5, it didn't explode out or anything. It just kind of picked up where it left off, and off they went. I really do enjoy the characters, though. I think that Joshua Jackson is absolutely hilarious in it. So, I just can't wait to find out what's going to happen in this series, because it is the ultimate ending to Fringe, which I'm going to be sad about, because it's the only J.J. Abrams thing I've actually watched from the beginning to the end. So, I'm going to stick with it. I can't wait to find out what's going to happen. If you haven't seen it, it's a little bit out of the left field. It's like a science fiction-y, sci-fi kind of thing, with a little bit of a detective side thrown in as well. I seem to be doing a lot of science fiction, fantasy, detective stuff, don't I? I didn't ever realise that I was. But here we are. Dresden Files and Fringe. Two things that go together hand in hand. Yes, so that's the TV I've been watching. And I'm going to move on to movies, because there's lots of interesting things happening in the movie world this week. Two things have happened that are very interesting. First things first, I'll tell you about movies that I like to watch. At the minute, I'm watching a lot of Marvel movies, because that's a genre that me and the wonderful fiancé enjoy very much. It's something that I get very excited about every time Marvel Studios announce that they're doing another movie or that they release anything onto the internet. I get very excited, and Lee gets very excited, and then we start discussing it and having little conversations about how very impressive it's going to be when it arrives. So yes, some very interesting things have come out of the Marvel Studio area this week. I've also been watching Lord of the Rings. I've seen it a billion, million times before, but I was doing a recap because, as we know, in December, I believe it's early December, The Hobbit comes out, and I have been absolutely dying for this since they announced that they were doing Lord of the Rings. I have been counting down the days that they were going to do The Hobbit, because I know this is going to sound like sacrilege, but I prefer The Hobbit to Lord of the Rings, because I think the characters of the dwarves are just brilliant. I love Thorin Oakenshield. I think that he's absolutely awesome. So I really can't wait to see it. And Richard Armitage is playing him. How exciting is that? I can't wait. And Martin Freeman from Sherlock is going to be Bilbo. Oh, I love Martin Freeman. Oh, and Benedict Cumberbatch, who is Sherlock, is going to be Smaug. So, yay! Basically, if you got all the things that I like the most in English acting, TV acting, we'll say, because there's movie acting and TV acting, and in TV acting, my favourites are Benedict Cumberbatch, Martin Freeman, and Richard Armitage, who, all three of them are a little bit lovely. You just want to take them out for tea, I think. So yes, very excited about The Hobbit. Yes! Other interesting things that are going on. Skyfall comes out tomorrow in cinemas, the new James Bond film. Super duper excited, although we didn't manage to get IMAX tickets for the opening night, so it looks like we're going to have to wait a week or so before we get to go see it. Which is a bit sad, but I'd rather wait and see it in breathtaking, giant, HD-screened majesty than go and, like, stick myself into a chair in between 300 people and watch it in normal cinema, which might sound a bit pretentious, but when it comes to certain films, I do want to see them as big and amazing as you can. The same way that I went to see Harry Potter at midnight showings, because I must see Harry Potter at midnight showings. So yes, very excited about Skyfall, although don't have tickets yet, so I don't know when I'll be going to see it, but it shouldn't be too far in the future, because I think that if we don't go see it in the next 2 weeks, Lee might explode, and that would be very sad, because my unborn child would have no father. So I'll have to get that sorted. Other movie news, this is my bit about interesting things that have just come out and surfaced on the internet. Marvel Studios have had a busy-ish week. They announced that the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show that they're doing, they're going to have Agent Coulson back in it, who is a character who died in the last Marvel Studios film. So I'm a little bit confused as to how they're going to do that, but here we are. I'm sure that they'll find some magical way to wing it. They'll just explain it away magically. But I'm a little bit like, oh my god, because I do love the character of Agent Coulson. I think that he's really funny, and he is one of the highlights of the Marvel Studio films, because he's been in every single Marvel Studio film as far as I know. And he's a bit like the comic relief. And when he died in the last film, it was really sad. I was really taken aback. And I know that there was a big outrage on the interwebs about it as well, because everyone was like, no, we love Agent Coulson, how could you? So I don't know how they're going to swing it. I don't know if they're going to set it before the Avengers, or if they're going to clone Agent Coulson, but apparently he is going to be back, which is yay! Other Marvel Studio news, they released the Iron Man 3 trailer 2 days ago, and it is brilliant. I cannot wait. It kind of started on a bit of a downer, the trailer for it, and it made me a little bit sad. It made me want to go and give Tony Stark a hug, because sometimes I do feel like Tony Stark might need a little bit of a cuddle. He just looks like the kind of man who would be vulnerable underneath all the bravado. So I just, you know, and it looks a little bit scary, actually. Some of the stuff that you see in the trailer, it's all very split-secondy, very not giving anything away, but some of the stuff that you do see is a little bit worrying. And having been with the franchise from the beginning of Iron Man, you kind of grow attached to Tony Stark and to Iron Man as separate things. So when you see them facing off against each other, it worries you a little bit. Which might sound silly to you, but it doesn't sound silly to me. Yes, so that's the other interesting thing that Marvel Studios has done, releasing the new Iron Man 3 trailer. I'll give you links to all the trailers in the show notes. The last thing that I'm going to talk about, as I mentioned, Horror Movie Geek. The new Evil Dead trailer was released last week. And if you haven't seen it and you're a little bit squeamish, do not, I repeat, do not click the link, because you will cry. I do not jump at horror films. I'm a stout kind of a person. Nothing shakes me. The last time I jumped at a horror film was probably 2006. So, yeah, I don't scare easily. And I watched this trailer and I was... honestly, my stomach turned and I started having to look away from the screen. And I never do that. I love horror movies. The last time I actually had to look away from something was when I watched The Fly by David Cronenberg, which was made in the 80s. So, it's been a long time since anything shocked me. But it just looks like they've taken the last 30 years of advancements in visual and makeup effects and thrown it at this movie. In the same way that Evil Dead, the original, was really, really full on and really gory, this movie seems to have just taken up where they left off and just thrown the entire budget at the effects, and it looks horrifying. I don't think I'll be able to actually go see this in cinemas because I'll probably cry. And I would never say that. So I'm actually quite interested to see how bad it is. So I probably will be going to see it in cinemas, and I probably will come back and say, I cried all the way through because it was so gory and awful. And it'll be the first time ever in my life that I will have been put off my food, probably. So yes, very excited about that too. Right, that is everything that I have down to go over today. I'm going to try and podcast again on Monday because I have my first ever experience of a baby shower on Sunday, so I thought it would be interesting to do a little catchy up after that, because I've never been to a baby shower. I have no idea what they're for, so it'll be interesting as an English person who doesn't get out much to see what all of this is meant to be about. So I will talk to you all later. If you'd like to leave any comments, please do, on the Ravelry group or on the Podbean account. It was lovely talking to you all.